and our natural levels. Muscle fiber distribution. People with a higher percentage of fast twitch muscle fibers are going to have greater muscle building potential. That's because fast twitch fibers are more prone to hypertrophy. Muscular shape. For the most part, there's very little you can do to influence the shape of an individual muscle. Muscles can become bigger or smaller, but their actual shape is mostly predetermined by genetics. Recovery ability. Some of us are able to tolerate more exercise than others. These people naturally have an advantage because they're able to successfully train and recover more often than others. Myostatin levels. The myostatin gene codes to limit the amount of muscle mass you can build. This gene will be more or less active depending on the individual. The problem for hard gainers is that they don't get the immediate success, the positive feedback, that helps so much to keep a person motivated. In the long run, however, the satisfaction is that much greater, knowing that you have worked your ass off for every ounce of muscle on your frame. The real question for hard gainers who are limited by their genetic potential is, so what? Whatever you've been dealt in the genetics department is what it is and can't be changed. All you can do is to make the very best of what you have and become the best you that you can possibly be. Whether you're able to gain muscle at an above average rate, at an average rate, or at a below average rate is something that is set in stone and can't be changed. From a practical standpoint, it is absolutely irrelevant to your program. It may not be possible to develop more rapidly than your biology will allow, but it is possible to develop more slowly than it will allow. Often, this is because you do not truly believe that rapid gains are possible, and as a result, are not training as hard as you need to be. Unless your goal is to become a world-class bodybuilder, which is heavily dependent upon genetics, you can build an impressive muscular body. By learning how to train hard, eat right, and stay mentally zoned in, you will be able to pack real, solid muscle onto your frame and double, even triple your strength level while getting lean and shredded. Recovery. Muscle doesn't grow in the gym. In fact, your workouts are tearing your muscle down, quite literally. It is only when they are rested and fed that they are able to bounce back to become bigger and stronger. Most hard gainers get into the mindset of more must be better. Their current training regimen isn't producing the results they want, so they think that they have to train harder, do more, and rest less in order to make the gains. That is a big mistake. All successful muscle pumpers do just the opposite. Rather than training more when they reach a sticking point, they do a in order to allow their body to rest and recuperate. A muscle is overtrained when it is trained so often that it doesn't get time to fully recover from the previous workout. The body requires time to restore the chemical balance of the muscle cells, clear out the residual waste products, and restock the depleted stores of glycogen. But another factor is even more important. Time is needed for the cells themselves to adapt to the stimulus of the exercise and to grow. After all, bodybuilding is all about making muscles grow. So, if you overtrain a muscle, forcing it to work too hard too quickly after the preceding exercise session, you will not give it a chance to grow and your progress will slow down. Different muscles recover from exercise at different rates. The biceps recover the fastest. The lower back muscles recover the slowest, taking about 100 hours to completely recuperate from a heavy workout. However, giving a body part 48 hours rest is sufficient, which means skipping a day after training a muscle before training it again. Basic training involves only medium levels of intensity, so the time necessary for recovery is shorter. The harder you train, the higher the level of intensity. Another important factor is that trained muscles recover faster than untrained muscles. So the more adept you become at bodybuilding, the faster your recovery rate will be and the more intense your training can become. Food. Most people don't appreciate how much food you need to eat to gain pure muscle mass. Eating may sound like a lot of fun, but consistently getting the basic ingredients of muscle-building nutrition into your system in the amounts that it will take to make a difference is challenging, to say the least. Unless you provide your body with the building blocks of muscle food, you will never build a quality physique. There are three basic nutrients that you